Our Daily Bread is brought to you every morning, 7 days a week at 8 a.m. by the Circle Drive-In, Plains, Montana, where good food and friendly faces remind us of the blessings we share. May your day be filled with faith and gratitude. A special thanks to Joe and the staff at Our Daily Bread for the opportunity to spread the gospel. Founded in 1956, Our Daily Bread continues to inspire hearts and nourish souls.
Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand. Jeremiah 18, verse 6.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Shaped by God, was written by Jennifer Benson Schultz and read by Tony Collier.
Dan Less, a lifelong potter, creates decorative vessels and sculptures. His award-winning designs are inspired by the town in Romania where he lives. Having learned the craft from his father, he made this comment about his work. Clay needs to ferment for a year to have rain fall on it, to freeze and thaw out so that you can shape it and feel through your hands that it is listening to you. What happens when clay listens? It's willing to yield to the artisan's touch. The prophet Jeremiah observed this when he visited a potter's house. He watched as the craftsman struggled with a vessel and finally reshaped it into something new. God said to Jeremiah, "Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand." God has the ability to build us up or bring us down. Yet his ultimate purpose isn't to overpower or destroy us. Rather, he's like a skilled craftsman who can identify what isn't working and reshape the same lump of clay into something beautiful and useful. Listening clay doesn't have much to say about this. When prodded, it moves in the desired direction. When molded, it stays in place. The question for us is this: are we willing to humble ourselves under God's mighty hand so he can shape our lives into what he wants them to be? Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.